Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to be here with you because we're going to have some fun today. We got our good friend Karen Post up with us. Karen Post is our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the branding diva. She is the author of Brain Tattoos. I love that title. I love that concept. She is one of our creativity gurus in the Brain Trust. And as I said, she's our good friend. Karen Post, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Odd Pods.
Yeah, the place where creative people meet and do business. That's what we're building.
Odd Pods, ODDPODZ.com. It's that website, folks, I told you about when she launched this thing. And I still love it. I still go there and check it out and use it and encourage other people to go there as well. I was telling the audience before you got here, Karen, that about branding and about the things that you have to do if you're gonna be successful with your brand. First, you have to recognize that there are brands. You have to kind of get your head into that concept. Then you have to recognize that you have brands. Then you have to recognize that they're valuable and that you need to defend them and leverage them in the marketplace. And then you have to be creative in the way you leverage them, don't you? I mean,
absolutely.
Branding is nothing without creativity.
Yeah, because, you know, great brands are brands that people can remember and that are really distinct. And in our competitive environment, you know, there's a lot of already good ideas out there. So we as business owners, small business owners, are really challenged to come up with the bigger idea, and a lot of times for less money and budget because, you know, we're small companies. So it can be a challenge, and I struggle with it, you know, every day also. So I've learned some things through the years, and today I'd like to share them with your audience.
Absolutely. Tell us about them.
Okay, well, the first thing is, you know, they've done a lot of study on, like, what makes people more creative than other people. And you know what the number one reason is when they've, like, looked at folks within a company?
My guess would be curiosity.
No, it's that they believe that they are creative. It's yes, it's about confidence.
They actually claim that for themselves.
Yep. And so that's number one. You know, as you're building your business, every morning you wake up, even whether you've got a financial background or an engineering background, and, you know, maybe you think you're not so creative, you've got to start believing that you are. Because when people are kids, 90% of all kids are ranked as officially creative thinkers. And then by the time they're adults, only 2% are still considered creative. So what happens to all of us as we get older? You know, it's about fear and rejection and rules and restrictions. But all of us, you know, the majority of us are truly creative human beings. We just have to consciously work on things to really, you know, build a muscle. It's just like going to a gym. If you know, when you're building one of your body muscles, if you don't go, you're going to be flabby. Well, if you don't work on your right side of your brain and your creative thinking, you're going to pump out less than you want to. So the first thing I do is I try to back into my challenge. Like, if you just look at your big, you know, issue, whatever you're trying to come up with, a name for your company, your point of difference, or how you're going to package it, sometimes it's overwhelming and you just shut down. But if you think about what your ultimate goal is, start with the end in mind. That's a great way to kind of kick off your creative thinking.
And you have to be prepared to accept anything in your creative process, don't you? I mean, when you're in a creative process, nothing is off the table. Nothing is too wacky, because even if the wacky thing that you think might be too wacky, it, you know, is too wacky, at least it might lead you to the solution.
That's right. So you've got to not be judgmental about your ideas, or if you've got a team of other people in your company, their ideas too, because you're absolutely right. And then you need to jot them down and be visual with them and post them on your wall in your office and, you know, and leave them there for a couple weeks so you're constantly seeing them and thinking about them.
Now, one thing it seems to me, Karen, is that there must be a transition between not being judgmental and taking an idea, a creative idea, and making it workable. Meaning, you know, okay, today we're having a brainstorming session, a creativity session, so nothing is being judged. We're just putting it on the table. But sometime tomorrow or the next day, we're going to come back with the three that we like, and we're going to harden them a little bit. We're going to put them to the validity test. I mean, at some point in time, you got to do that, don't you?
Right, absolutely. And that's my point number two. Is I suggest working in time capsules of no more than 3 hours. What I have found that works against me, if I block out a whole day and go, I have got to come up with the perfect idea, or I'm like, you know, in big trouble, that doesn't work. But if you break it down into 3 hours, where the first hour you're thinking, the second hour you're writing down and maybe discussing with your colleagues, and then the third hour you're trying to connect the dots, and then shut it down for that day and then plan some time for the next day. Now for me, you know, everyone's different, but that works for me if you break it down into smaller pieces. And also they've done research that says if you exercise physically, like get your heart rate going up before you do thinking, you will output so much more fresh ideas. Yeah, people ranked on creativity tests like 60% higher if they just did 20 minutes of exercise before they started doing their thinking, which I thought was interesting. And then another thing you need to do is use the other side of your brain. So if you're a right-brainer, then maybe sit down and do a word puzzle. If you're a left-brainer and you're analytical, draw something. You know, use the other side of your brain. That's key. And then don't be a duke of habit. So mix up what you do into new ways. If you go to work a certain way, if you have meetings on certain days, change things up because you will see different things that will stimulate other ideas. And then,
so go crazy and take another route to work, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and if you work in your home, then you know, maybe work in a different part of your house, or you know, just do something that's different, where you look at different things,
right.
And that will be very helpful.
Just go crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Order the mashed potatoes today instead of the French fries.
That's
mix it up a little bit. Stand by 20 after the hour. I'm on the wrong side of the clock. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame. Karen Post is our guest. And we'll come back. There's a certain time of day that I have found works for me to pay attention to my ideas and to my creativity and to be prepared for that. We'll come back. I'm going to ask Karen about that. 20 after. Stay with us. Little Steely Dan coming back for you. I think that's Peg, isn't that right? Peg. It's one of their best ones. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for staying with me. We got our good friend Karen Post back with us. She's one of our top branding experts in the Brain Trust, and one of the most creative people that I've known. Because she's not only creative, folks. She understands the process, and she helps you and me understand it, so we can maximize our own creativity, our own creative processes. Karen, you were talking about some of the things that we've learned about creative people and how to be creative, and how to nurture your creativity. One of the things that I learned over the years and have been noticing, it is true for me, and that is that the right side of your brain wakes up before the left side of your brain does. And that you've got maybe 30 minutes to 45 minutes in the morning before the left side of your brain wakes up. So when you wake up, your right side wakes up and it says, hey, let's have some fun, and your left side's still snoozing. And so what you got to do is you got to let your right side run. Let it run for that time. And think about all the different crazy things, you know, all the creativity, I get all my great ideas before my left side wakes up. My left side of my brain wakes up. Usually in the shower, Karen.
Yeah.
Because when the left side wakes up, it looks at what you've been thinking about and it says, are you out of your mind? You can't do that. What kind of that's illogical, Jim, what's his name on Star Trek? You know, this is like Spock saying, you know, it's illogical. And so what I'd like to encourage people to do is when you wake up, give yourself, let your brain run. When you hear yourself, you know, your brain talking to you about something, some idea about something that's you know, there may be something coming out of your head that's the answer. And I get a lot of great ideas at that time, it's about 30 minutes for me.
And maybe even when you're sleeping, your subconscious is probably sorting through some files and some things that you're working on. So when you wake up, they're like ready to go to the dance.
And they say, what if we did so and so? And at noon when you say that, your right side says, what if we so and so? Your left side of your brain's right there saying, you can't do that. That's not
going to
work.
Yeah. Well, you know, I sleep with a notebook next to my bed because sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and you don't want to miss those ideas. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, every creative person or business person should keep a notebook, you know, in their car or next to their bed or just somewhere so when you think of that idea, you jot it down and don't lose it.
Right, right. All right, what are some other things you've learned about creativity?
Well, another one is really pigging out on different brain food. And what I mean by that is, say, if you're in the plumbing industry or a printer or whatever, you know, you probably read some publications that have to do with your industry. But you should make a trip to the bookstore, the magazine store, and pick up 10 magazines from completely different industries. And just look through those. And you will be surprised at things that you will see that you will then connect dots with and could be interesting ideas that you could use. And another trait of a creative thinker is they recognize patterns. And mm-hmm. So, like, looking through different magazines is one of those things that in your brain will start seeing more patterns. And then one of probably the last thing is creative people are metaphoric thinkers. So, you know, mm-hmm. they, like the name of my book, Brain Tattoo, that's a great mm-hmm. metaphor. And so I view the world in metaphors all the time. And you can increase your metaphoric thinking by, again, with your notebook, when you hear someone say one, jot it down, and you'll be more conscious of that sort of type of thinking, and it will really help you kind of open your mind and connect ideas.
Give us your websites, Karen.
So I have two websites. Odd Pods is my creative website. It's kind of like a LinkedIn, but for creative professionals, and it's Odd Pods, ODDPODZ. And then my pure branding site is thebrandingdiva.com.
Branding Diva or The Branding Diva?
I think it's just Branding Diva.
BrandingDiva.com,
yeah.
And Odd Pods was a Z with a Z.
Yeah.
.com. You know, Karen, and by the way, they can find your book there, can't they? Brain Tattoos.
Absolutely. And at Amazon or any bookstore.
Exactly. One of the things that I think people need to help them focus their creativity, folks, one of the things I've said to you for a long time is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. Because in the 21st century, we're all doing things differently than we did in the 20th century. So my point, Karen, is if you're having trouble being creative with shoestrings or you know, corn oil or whatever it is that you sell, don't try to be creative so much about the product, but be creative about how you deliver it, how you present it to customers, how they use it.
Right. Yep, and go to creative places. You know, take a trip to the museum or go to a circus or even go to a flea market. Again, stimulation of just seeing other things will really get your juices flowing in your brain.
And there are plenty of people out there you want to hang out with who are creative. Now, some of these creative people couldn't run a business if their life depended on it, but they're creative. Hang out with those guys.
Yeah, and just observe and soak it in.
Suck the energy out of those guys.
That's
hey,
right.
Karen Post, ladies and gentlemen. Karen, thanks for being here today.
Hey, great. You have a wonderful week. I look forward to talking soon.
We'll do it again real soon.
Okay,
thanks a lot. Karen Post, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. 29 after the hour. Right back with our good buddy Bill Brandt. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.